My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Feedback still coming in on calling your shot, the guy that's going to be a star. Given Kang's recent, it's over the top with Sione Vaki. From Matt in the dump truck, Matt writes in, okay, guys, I know it's not local, but if that Mahomes kid in Kansas City keeps up with the behind-the-back passes, he's going to be a megastar.
It's a good call.
Yep. I mean, he's really taken football by storm. And we'll see, because being here today, I imagine it did happen against the Lions. I suspect that Aaron Glenn, they're going to spend the bulk of practice today trying to figure out how to defend that play.
Well, yeah, they got to defend it, and don't think Ben Johnson isn't trying to figure ways to implement that in right now.
Without question.
He's got Goff and Sam LaPorta, Brock Wright, they're ready to learn.
There's, the great innovations in the game, 2-platoon football, the forward pass, the back.
Unbelievable.
Changing everything. Brian Branch will be a household name, big year coming, unnamed texter. Josiah Stewart will have a double-digit sack year. That's from Stephen Shelby Township. Josiah Stewart giving off Josh Uche vibes out there in Ann Arbor with the Wolverines. And they should be very good up front. Okay.
Those other guys are already stars.
Yeah, the two in the middle.
They're not bad. Graham and Grant, they're not bad.
Yep. Tyson and Jake Paul is back.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you this before we get Tyson.
Sure.
As a Michigan announcer, is it tough for you to do the Graham Grant?
No. I do have – you know how you sometimes – I'll admit this on the air.
Okay.
Sometimes a player reminds you of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you always, you mess up. You almost, I haven't done it yet, I don't think. But Mason Graham, I've wanted to call Grant Bowman, who was another defensive tackle from Michigan a while back. I've wanted to call him Grant Bowman over and over and over again. And I know it's Mason Graham. I know, and Mason Graham is maybe the best player on the defense, which is saying a lot because they are loaded defensively.
It's a pretty good defense.
But for some reason, I keep wanting to call him Grant Bowman.
And then the fact that there's a guy with the last name of Grant that's right next to him is awfully tough, too.
Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham.
And Grant Bowman.
Curveball. It's the Grant Bowman thing. And Grant Newsom's their O-line coach. I'm going to be here all year. Hopefully I get it right.
Well, at some point.
Hopefully. 248-539-9797. Okay, Tyson and Jake Paul is back on.
Yep.
November fight, Netflix. Paul says he's getting $40 million, and his quote is, I'm here to get $40 million and to knock out a legend. I've never wanted Mike Tyson to win a fight so bad.
Swear to God, right?
I've never wanted.
Please, this punk out.
I honestly have not really cared all that much in my entire life about the outcome of a boxing match until now. Is this an exhibition? Is it a real fight?
You won't know until you see it, right? And I'm just so tired of the Jake Paul rise to fame.
Mm-hmm.
And now that this guy is just a money-making machine and talking about $40 million to fight Tyson and knock out a legend. And I mean, that's like That's disrespectful to Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Because how about trying to knock out somebody that's, you know, actually currently a boxer?
Well,
and he's going to go, I'm going to knock out a legend. Great. So you're knocking out, if you're so fortunate to knock out Mike Tyson, all people are going to say is, great, you knocked out a guy who's 58 years old.
Kang, you were skeptical, and I don't know if you still are. Are you still skeptical that this is going to happen?
Yes.
Okay. And it's over safety.
Yeah, I just think the closer we get to this, someone's going to say, a doctor's going to be like, no, you shouldn't fight. Or maybe just Mike's health in itself says, hey, I can't do it.
Because he's been cleared, right? He's been
cleared for the second part. I mean, remember the original fight was supposed to happen this past summer.
Yeah, and then he had the issue. So now
health issue because he's old.
Well, he's medically cleared. So I mean, it's November where this is going to happen, right? So,
yeah, November 15th scheduled.
But every time Jake Paul opens his mouth and talks about it, and now this quote is just it's aggravating.
But isn't it just normal pre-fight hype?
Yeah, but would you do that about a 58-year-old guy who you're supposed to respect?
He's selling the fight. He wants people
selling the
you know.
Yeah, I guess, and because right, because I'm gonna. Well, I have Netflix anyway, so I'll watch it. But if I didn't, would I get Netflix just to see this fight? I mean, it's intriguing there. But I don't like how he's going about this. It's not like these are two guys that are, you know, in their prime. Two guys in their mid-20s ready to do battle. They got beef and they're going to, you know, throw shade at each other and speak ill of each other. That'd be awesome. This is 58-year-old Mike Tyson. And the reason Jake Paul's going to get $40 million is because it's 58-year-old Mike Tyson. It's still Mike Tyson. That's why they're willing to have this kind
draw,
of purse.
The draw is still Tyson.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have Netflix, and so I'm apparently going to watch this and root like crazy for Tyson. I don't want to – like, the whole fear over his health thing, like, they got to be pretty damn careful.
Yes.
I mean, because if something bad happens to Mike Tyson, this is going to track back to a lot of people trying to just make money off of Mike Tyson, right? And I think they're legitimate fears for somebody that age. And yet those YouTube videos get released of social media posts of Mike Tyson working out and people like, oh, look at him. He's still got it. I mean, compared to you and me, of course.
Right, right. Yeah, but to have to go 10 rounds against, you know, someone who's been training.
Are they going to go 10? Wasn't it three?
I don't know what it is. I think it's longer than three
and
rounds.
And they're not wearing headgear, is that correct? Or are they wearing headgear?
They will not wear headgear. That was the latest that there was supposed to be on, but they both confirmed, 14-ounce gloves, no headgear. And the record goes on the result goes on the official records. It's going to be 8 rounds, 2-minute rounds.
8 2-minute rounds. So
yeah.
Instead of
3-minute rounds.
And the gloves are 14 heavier ounce. Gloves
yeah.
instead of, what do they normally fight with? 12-ounce or 10-ounce?
I don't know. I mean, look, if they're going to clear him, okay, I'm going to be watching this fight with a degree of fear over Mike and what could happen to Mike Tyson here. And yet wildly hopeful that he'll recapture
Please.
Something. That he'll be able to recapture something.
All it takes is
and
one
take
swing.
And take it to Jake Paul.
I mean, that's the thing with Tyson. He's got one-punch knockout power. Even though he's older, you can still hang on.
You just said he's got. You still think he's got
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think you can still have one-punch knockout power, even at his age. I think that he can – you watch him, and he's got the speed, and he still is strong. Now, he's not going to be as fast and as strong as he was. But, yeah, I still think that there's – he hits with a right cross, you go down. But – Jake Paul has been pretty savvy, and he's actually a pretty good boxer. You hate to give him his credit, but he's done well. Even if you want to discount his competition, that's fine. But I think he's a heck of a lot better than anybody ever gave him credit for. So I've got mixed feelings about it. Of course I'm going to watch it, and of course I'm rooting for Tyson. But like you, there's a fear factor there too.
Yeah.
That I don't want to see. A, I don't want to see Tyson get hurt. And two, I don't want to see Tyson lose.
Well, I mean, it could be bad for Mike. It could be
Well, the end of Mike's career was bad.
Yeah. And is he doing it for the money? Does he need the money? I haven't been keeping up. Is Mike Tyson?
I don't know if he needs the money, but this would be a pretty big payday. It's hard to turn down if someone's going to offer you, I don't know what he's getting offered, $20 million? I mean, if Jake Paul's going to take away 40.
I feel like Tyson should get more.
But he won't, but yes.
Why won't he?
Because he's 58.
But he's Mike Tyson. More people will watch Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson than they will against some tomato can.
But they're also going to watch it because it's Jake Paul.
But I think it draws in more Tyson fans than
Jake
Paul. Like if
Holyfield, if Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson were to fight again, you think that's going to get more money than Jake Paul, Mike Tyson?
I don't know, because in this fight, there's clearly a bad guy.
Yes.
Well, to me. I mean, I remember every time the topic of Jake Paul comes in, I text my kids, how do you feel about Jake Paul? None of them like him, so.
Yeah, and look, Tyson's not exactly the warm, fuzzy character either.
No, he's not.
Either.
He's not. In this story,
bad man
is.
Done some bad things, but looking like in retirement that he is trying to redeem himself from past horrific mistakes.
Yeah.
So, I can't imagine he's going to get anywhere near what Jake Paul gets for the fight.
Plus, Jake Paul, it's his promotional company, so he's going to take the lead in all this and get what he wants.
God, I would think that Tyson would get more, but what the hell do I know about that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.